In a certain part of our world, there were 58 different Christian churches. However, within 1 month, in that same suburb, there were 630 reported incidences of domestic violence. That's 21 a day. In the same period, there were 28 suicides or attempted suicides that were reported. I wonder what the 58 different Christian churches might have been doing to prevent such incidences. Mark's Gospel this week calls us to get to the heart of people, to get to the heart of the law, not just to the externals. Rather than just living the letter of the law, we must ask why and get to the spirit and purpose of any law, any Christian law for sure. We can quote sacred scripture, we can quote laws, but is that good enough? Knowing laws, knowing sacred scripture even, tries to make our life safe, but scripture never encourages us to play safe. Jesus Christ and Calvary were not really safe places or people to be with. St. Anselm said that theology is faith-seeking understanding, and that's what we're called to do. Always try to seek understanding. Wouldn't it be easy if everyone marched in step to the beat of a single drum? The church, however, is not an army. The church is a communion of very different people. We're not called to pass judgment on others on our terms or on human terms, but we are to risk seeing one another as God sees them, to get to the heart of people, to get to the heart of the law, not just to look at the externals. Maybe that's a small lesson from Mark's Gospel this week.